Joe just came.
Yeah. Did Joe see that door?
I don't know. He just had to go somewhere. I have to watch the television.
Who was on before?
I don't know. I slept till 3 o'clock.
Nobody was on 3?
I don't know who was here.
That's a hell of a nerve, Pat.
What? So what'd they do with it?
I don't know. She went upstairs with it. Probably the mother don't want the dog.
Which, so who do you mean?
Irish peer children. She says she has 2 dogs. First she said she was downstairs. Oh. I says, are you the girl that had puppies? She says, no, I have 2 dogs. I saw the 2 dogs. They're big. Oh, my God. I had aggravation with them. I told her, don't bother me. I don't want to hear nothing. She put out the dog early in the morning, barking. Nigga, you know. So now, you know, we changed the telephone number because she used to play all kinds of tricks. She thinks we're dopes, we don't know. So she asked the operator what happened, that no answer. So she says, well, they're not listed now. So she says, what's the matter? Ring your ring. I said, well, my son put a lock on it. Don't want me to speak on the phone because I have heart condition. I'm not allowed to be aggravated. You pay $10 for a long wire. Is it raining?
No, I think it's dark. It's very foggy.
The dog followed her. Bobby smelled her dog. Looked like a nice little miniature shepherd. She says, this your dog? Did you lose the dog? She says, you want him? I said, get the hell out of here. She hit herself in the air. She fell crazy by last week.
Hi.
I tell you. She had my tools. You could go upstairs, see what it was like. Go up.
I have to watch the thing for Joe.
I'll watch it.
Where?
She went up. I'm outside. Go up.
What floor?
See. I don't know. Go up maybe the next floor, the next floor.
Oh,
go.
Okay, but watch the television. I was going to give it to you. You weren't upstairs. I just came down.
Huh?
I just came down. I won $30 last night.
You what?
I won $30 playing bingo.
That's good.
Thanks a lot.
Where are you going?
I have to watch the thing for Joe. Richfield's watching.
Huh?
Oh, here she is. Yo, what?
Well,
you know, I don't
want to say it.
You must have taken him in.
What are you, cute?
They probably took him in.
Probably.
Bring me a couple of cream puffs or something. Anything with
cream. Okay. Probably they took him in. Took her in. Maybe it was hot dog. I tell you.
Look, you do business with me, I'm going to get it up. You don't get it up, I don't produce for you.
Okay.
What's the matter with him?
You want to do something for him, you don't want to shell out money. Me don't work for no money.
Who?
Alan. Alan wants me to do something for him, he don't want to shell out. He don't realize me, a union man.
He doesn't want you to do anything.
Yes, he wants me to.
He does himself. He makes money.
He wants me to do something for him. But so he wants it for nothing.
So why? He's a young boy. Give him a show.
But he's going to make the profit. I want to make a little profit, too.
Oh.
You know, let's I'm a businessman, too, you know, smarter than him. You'll get the gravy,
you
know, and I
get man, you wouldn't stand here.
How do you know what I want? I have a sideline.
You wouldn't stand here. You know, I'm a businesswoman. Me, you can't crop up. I was in business, and my parents were, I was 3 years old, and my parents were in business.
But don't ask me no
well,
more.
Well, I forgot.
Because you won't hear it. I'm telling you right now. You want it, you shell out money.
Okay.
What kind of deal? Maybe I can,
Look, this is between him and me. This is private.
It's a big deal?
Sure, it's a big deal.
If it's a shitty deal, don't forget it.
Forget about a shitty. This is no shitty story.
Forget it. You can't make a bundle. The hell with it. That's how I...
Because I gave you plenty of freebies already. Now you want it, you shell up.
You
don't
can have a Christmas tree.
Don't deal with him. Because he wants more than his share.
You have all the dogs upstairs?
Huh?
All the dogs upstairs?
Yeah, I can't go look for a home in this weather frame. I have to go out Long Island.
You're 3 also?
What?
You're 3
also? No, by my daughter.
All 3 of them?
Only baby's here. She's sick. I have to take care of her. She gets special food. Be too much for kids.
She can't go out in this weather, can she?
She goes in the bathroom. in the paper.
She wouldn't go out?
She would go out, but it's not good for her. She's got arthritis. And then it's bad for her. She's got kidney infection. So it's warm upstairs. She's not too strong on her feet. My neighbor got a little puppy. So she showed me him. It's got heavy paws and long paws.
Okay,
so she asked me, will it be big?
Just rang.
Joe don't know about it, does he?
No.
Joe was here last year when they brought a little puppy. She don't want him. He says, get the hell out. She's got enough dogs alone. And the yent had opened the door, but she wouldn't take another one. I told her, leave me alone. Puts out the door early and ties it up short. Go ahead.
He said.
Do you hear what I just had, Joe? Aggravation. Joe, our girl brings me a little shepherd. She said, you want a dog?
Who?
I don't know, some Irish kid. That has two dogs. You know them? She said she has two dogs. One
dog.
Two dogs. She said the dog followed her. She said, this your dog? I think I got my own troubles. I said, don't you bring any dog here? Granny felt terrible. He says, everybody on top of you. He said, who sent you? So she ran into Yaskowitz's house. She was scared. I said, come over here. I ran down without a sweater. Took a chance. She said, the dog man. So I know you're not here before four, and Davy wasn't here. I said, the doorman sent
you. Davy was here.
Davy was here?
What?
Saturday he's here?
He's here Saturday.
Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Yeah,
oh, that's
Monday
right.
He's gone. So I come down, I didn't see no doorman. Alan didn't see. So I said, I don't think Davy would send him up. She said, the doorman sent him up. He had to have, I was going to blast him. If I wouldn't have this boy dog, I would take it. It's a small, beautiful, like a miniature shepherd. Tan. It's nice and chubby. I don't know whether it's pregnant or it's chubby. Nice and fat. Very friendly. So I said, you take the dog where you came from. I followed you. She wouldn't tell me where she came from. I said, go up and get that dog in. I suppose her mother sent it down. A hell of a nerve, Joe.
Take me on a trip up on your magic wooden ship. My senses have been stripped. My hands can't seem to grip. My toes too numb to step. Wait only for my boot heels to be wandering. I'm ready to go anywhere. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me, and I'll jingle.
A blonde like the boy dog, right? And another one? Straight hair. Big dog.
Yeah.
Too big. No, that's not hers. Probably she petted him outside and everything. Go up there and look at the elevator. Not there.
No, I didn't see it.
Maybe he runs around the hall yet. Poor thing. She'll leave him out. Maybe he belongs somewhere.
No, she won't leave him.
Don't you think so?
No, I don't.
What?
They're like
dogs. Yeah, but do you think they'll put him in?
Probably.
Nice little dog. But I can't take him. I'm a sick woman. I had to take two pills to them.
Can you make it?
Yeah,
I can make it.
What?
I can make it. I don't know. Maybe it's 5 minutes. Yeah.
No, when they get inside the door, the light shines.
She's been sending me letters every day.
See the light shining on the window.
Listen to this. Dr. Franco's sister-in-law. Every day, beautiful letters at the door, she puts it. So today, you know, they send me some Florida Castro, grapefruit.
And oranges?
I don't need it. I got plenty of fruit. So I got thrown away half of it because she kept it for 3 days. She wouldn't open the door. And I took a hammer and I banged Joe for 3 days. And I called her 10 times on the phone. Kinda hard, we had to change the number. Not listed. She used to play all kinds of tricks on me. If I didn't enter the door, she thought that I'm home. And the first day I came from the hospital, 4 o'clock in the morning, they called up, played tricks. So my son went and unlisted the number. And I paid $10 for a long wire to take because I didn't want another phone in the kitchen. She should hear. So I was in, because when I came home from the hospital, I was still weak. So I was lying in bed and they paid $10 for a long wire. So the phone was in the bedroom. So she can't hear nothing because it's one wall, you hear everything. We have no secret. But she's no darn good. So my husband called up 10 times, she wouldn't answer. And we banged with a hammer, she wouldn't answer. So 3 days later, she leaves a note, she says that I have your the crate in there. So I pulled it in, I didn't get you, you weren't here, they wasn't here. My husband didn't want to get it, my son hates her guts, didn't want to go in. So I took something, a wire, and I pulled it. So everything fell out, she probably took out some, and it was loose. And I dumped it out the kitchen, the grapefruit was almost right away.
I don't know.
You hear, Joe?
Yeah.
My aunt's got a crate from them also. My uncle
Who the hell needs it? I don't need it. I have enough.
Orange is a grape with little jams.
Yeah, and the jam broke. Everything was right away when I opened it.
Don't think so. No.
Goodness. So everything fell out, the jelly broke, I cut my 2 fingers, and I went like a lady and brought in 4 grapefruit.
No, I have
so I said, take the dog up, if the dog followed you, take it up, or take it where you found it, maybe it belongs there. Yes, I can, I got 2 dogs, I said, well, I have 3 dogs. And I'm a sick woman, I says. Don't you bring no dog here. She was scared, you know. So the dog followed.
I gotta go to Mount Eden.
Huh?
I gotta go to Mount Eden.
I have to go too. I gotta buy out. I
gotta get my shoes.
So you hear? So I opened it, everything was right again. On the cut up, like papers, the red. Like, instead of, sounds slipping my tongue, I'm so upset because everything happens to me too much. It's impossible. When I was well, I was able to do, I can. I collapse, I would take 2 pills, I called Jesse, wasn't it? I had pain in my heart. That's why I got dressed and I ran out. When she opens the door, she wouldn't rest unless she opens the door to see who rings my bell. Otherwise, you wouldn't see her. She's like a hen. So I showed Davy the 2 letters. So she says, please come in and cheer me up. You hear? All these years, she lives like a hen. So finally, to make the long story short, she wants company. The last Sunday, I was, you know, well, I had this dog, so she took it in for a couple of days because it's boring. And I didn't want that enough, but I have a leash and chain. But how long the kitchen is, that's how long he has the chain and cord. And I made him a nice blanket. You come up, I'll show you. I'm not lying. Shoes on going out. But some of the bitch went to work and tied him up with a little cord like that in the dark in the bathroom. Because when her crazy son comes, he likes dogs, but somebody else's. So she tied him up where the bathtub is. The metal that you leave the water down. What do you call it again?
The drain.
No, there's a name for it. And the bathtub filthy dirty. And it's so clean. I only take him down twice a day. Twice a day, so help me. I take my other self. And I tell him, sit, he's quiet. I come in, I nearly collapsed. I said, why did you do that? I said, why did she said he runs around the house and leaves him. I said, I don't believe it that you leave that dog loose around the house. I said, at least be decent enough to give him light in the bathroom. Don't throw him in, I says. It's an animal, but don't treat him like an animal. I blasted her. And I'm not allowed to be aggravated because that's my whole trouble. Get very upset when they mistreated a dog. Even the cat, you remember that cat with the rib? I took him in for 6 months. I gave him in $5, gave me a home. And that was just a few days before I got the heart attack. Lucky I gave him the home. I gave him money for a cab. So she says, oh, I just locked him in because Eli is eating. And Eli's supposed to like a dog, I said. So when I went, I took him out. So he just nodded his head. I said, hello. He's crazy like her. And I grabbed the dog and I took him out. So then she says, bring the dog in. So I said, you promise you're going to leave that dog with a long cord the way I gave you? Yeah. A couple of days after that, what did she do? She put him out twice the hole in there. Nigga, he's howling. Early in the morning, keep that damn dog quiet. He didn't know it was mine. So she said, somebody howled. I said, must have been him. 2 days later, on a Sunday, she puts him out early in the morning, and he barked. Was at my door scratching. And I was sleeping on the sofa living room because, you know, everything was upset from it. That wasn't up from the painting. You helped me, remember? So I hear a dog bark and scratching. I ran out with my pajamas. Lucky it was private. Nobody sees me. It was clean. But, you know, people think you're nuts. So I grabbed the dog in, and I woke up Bernie. I said, what are you thinking about? And Sandy was crying. She had tears in the eyes. She says, so my daughter called up. She said, Mama, keep the dog in the kitchen. Give him a long leash and a cord. You come up, you'll see. Were you up to see it when I had
No.
I wouldn't tie him up like that. He's so wonderful. He begs and sits and everything. So I said, why did you put him out? She said, so she locked her door for 2 days. She waited till he goes away. I said, well, I can't leave the dog in because the doctor will complain. He's got a dog. I said, what are you going to do if he'll complain? There's no more patients there. She said, well, I'll tell the doctor to throw your own dog out. So I thought she's sincere. I said, God bless you. You'll have luck for it. The dog came back.
Where?
The lobby. Maybe Manuel's friend will take him. He took my dog, but he said, my dog is too powerful. He jumps on the kids, so he brought him back. You know Manuel.
Yeah.
So his friend is a super in the house where Manuel lives. Maybe Manuel's friend will take it because it's a small dog. It looks well fed, the dog, and it's clean. The dog had a home. It followed her. She wouldn't tell me where they followed her from. A lousy thing. She's a friend. The friend lives upstairs. But the dog followed her from the street. I says, go back where he followed you from, where she followed you, right? Maybe it belongs to the neighborhood.
Yeah.
But she won't take no for an answer. She goes around and playing with her. I said, you feed her? She says, yeah, didn't want to eat much. So it's not hungry. It's well fed. And maybe it's faded too, for all you know. It's like a shepherd. Beautiful. Miniature shepherd. He's a nut that funny, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Did he have a deal with you? I don't
know. It's sort of, it was a joke. I used to get Sydney the newspaper.
Oh, yeah.
So I said to Bernie, you
he
get him
working,
the newspaper.
He ain't working, is he? Ain't.
Yeah, he works.
He got fired from my job, I heard.
Nobody knows anything about it.
No, he wouldn't tell. No.
I got this paper for your friend.
He's my friend.
Did you see him standing outside the door?
Who, eh?
Binder.
Oh, alive. What the hell with that? You know, the little dog, a dog, you know, had the ear clip. What do you call it? Doberman. The Spanish people. So it took a leak. So she carried on.
Hi there.
So hello. So I said, so what? I said, if you have to. Hiya. I said, the poor thing. I said, he couldn't keep himself back. So he mopped up. The husband mopped up. So you should have heard. I said, look, if you have to make, I said, making your bloomers too. I gave her. But she's not nasty to me now because a couple of weeks ago she couldn't walk. She collapsed. I opened the door for her and I had a fella taking her up the steps on board men. Since then, she has more respect for me. Yeah.
I've got to go in here.
I think we're going back the other way.
Oh, no, I've got to go in here first.
Another man. And he don't bother.
No, he's a nice fellow.
Yeah,
he's a pistol chicken now and then. But he's
now.
A nice fellow.
Yeah, I know. His mother is that one. He's a sister in the shoe and she hates dogs.
Yeah.
She said, take that dog away. Take that. I said, look, I live here long enough. I said, that dog don't bother
me. Well, she doesn't care if it bothers or not. She's just afraid.
We're nervous girls. She bumped around enough. She was in show business. Chorus girl. So what the hell are you around? I said, I don't know. Such a nice dog. She should go where he followed her. Where she followed her. Comes in, you want to go? I'm going to ask Davy Tuesday if he sent her up. I don't believe it. Everything me.
Where you going?
I got to get alcohol for the dog. She says, my daughter says, I'll give her a chaplain. She says, it ain't enough vitamin for the boy dog. He's a nut, Bernie. Don't bother with him.
Oh, no.
So what did he say? He wants to go into a deal?
So I said to him, I used to get the paper for Sydney. And one night I didn't want to. So Bernie says, why don't you want to get in the paper? So I said, why don't you go and get in the paper? I'll give you 10 cents.
Yeah.
So you know.
He would take it. He would take it. And the mother is nervy too, you know. You know what she done one day? She followed me. I think I saw that dog somewhere around here. It's well fed. That dog belongs somewhere. It's a young one. It's in the lobby. Maybe Manuel's finally taken it. He was afraid because the big one jumped and, but he's a wonderful dog, this boy dog. And what I want to say, keep away from him. Keep away from him, he's a nut. So I said, maybe Mrs. Yasuna will take him. She says, she's all alone. Anna went to Europe.
Oh yeah, for good?
I don't know. Joke. She's all alone. She has room for the dog.
Yes,
so you don't go for the papers no more?
No, not much.
And what I want to say, I want to say something.
You were saying something about 2 4 6 8 2 4 6 8 2 4 6 8 2 4 6 8 2 4 6 8.
What's the matter? What's the matter? I said nothing the matter. I'm looking for a handyman. So she didn't want to take no for an answer. She followed me downstairs. And she stood, and I thought she's going to wash. I told everybody. She said she's nasty. She listens to every conversation. He's nasty too. Mm. He's so hated. He don't know. He's got a big mouth. Keep away from him.
Eat the chicken.
Sure. Did you hear what I said to him? I gave it to him. You shut up. Like my neighbor comes in. She, somebody called her up. You heard the story. Got her dog box. Keep the dog quiet. There's hundreds of dogs in the building. 2-3 dogs everybody has. So I said, look, don't give me that. So you know what I said? I said, they might just kind of fall off if they went and called you up. So she said, what are you cursing? Because she was guilty. You know, I'm on the level. I'm straight. I don't like lies and I don't like balonies. I'm an honest woman. Deal with me right. If you're crooked, I don't want to deal with you. And she hollered out in the hall a few days ago. She said, you ought to shame yourself. I said, what did I do? I said, am I a bum? I thought I should be ashamed that everybody heard the name. She said, what the hell's the matter? Is she crazy? You know, while she kept the dog for 3 weeks, I gave her breakfast and supper every night. And the Tommy had the virus, and Bernie had the virus, and I had to run to the tray, you know, the goddamn long haul.
Yeah.
I had to bring the meat, and I was sick with the virus, with heart condition. And I had to be the nurse for them. And she sat down like this, I wouldn't let her wash the dishes, because she's filthy. At least put the dishes in the sink, put it up together, take the garbage out. Sat like this. Last Sunday she brought me a letter, she says, I like your tomato soup, if you may bring me in. I gave a point. But today she came in to fight with me. She said, you turn your back. I said, please leave me alone. But the family said, leave mother alone. She's all upset. Leave alone. The mama is sick. I said, you're not going to fight with me. Now she opened the door when she heard they brought me a dog. I said, get the hell out of here. Well, she can't rest unless she opens the door. Then she writes me every day notes. I should come in and cheer her up. And then it banged on the door. Everything got right away also. I went and gave her 4 grapefruit. So she gave me a dick. Thanks for the grapefruit. If anybody rings the bell, so she can't rest unless she opens the door to see. You try to knock on the door, telephone, see if she brings.
Huh.
Oh, she's a monster. She's a...
Okay, I'll see you.
Three or four.
All right. Sorry.
That's all right. Ace. Three. Another ace.
Good.
Six. Jack.
Your hand.
Ace nine.
Who's aces? No.
Ten. Six. Ten.
Eight.
Five. Nine.
You're high.
I thought it. Ah, great.